to Pop Culture Failure, where we watch a thing, this time it's not from our youth, and see how it stands up. I'm Sky.
I'm Jake.
We're coming at you for the new year with a piece of media from 2017.
Yeah!
We're going to be discussing the garbage fire of the Inhumans.
Garbage fire implies that it's interesting. You would look at a fire for a while. This isn't bad enough to be good. It's not good enough to be good. It's not bad enough to be interesting. It just exists.
Yep. Jake.
Are you going to ask me what I know about the Inhumans?
Just about to.
Or
can you name more than appeared in this episode?
Only because I was Wikipediaing it. And because of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I know that Quake is a thing. And Lash.
That's fair. Do you have a favorite Inhuman?
Quake and Lash.
Okay. Or you can include comics if you want.
Oh, then the kid from Civil War II.
Ulysses?
Yeah.
I would have said Miss Marvel.
Oh, yeah, she's an Inhuman.
Yeah, she's the best of them. Definitely the most interesting.
What about Romeo, Iceman's boyfriend?
I know next to nothing about him. My second favorite Inhuman is the one who's a freestanding door. I forget his name.
Does he show up in the show?
He does.
Does he?
Yes.
He's just a doorman? I mean, I guess they have a projector. Why not?
Yeah, his power is that he's a door.
To, like, things or just whatever's on the other side of him?
He can choose to teleport you if he feels like it.
But they got a dog for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know a whole lot about the Inhumans, except that in recent years, to make up for not owning the rights to the X-Men, they tried to shove the Inhumans down our throat, and then they fought the X-Men, but I was on the X-Men side, so I assume the Inhumans are bad.
It's because they're completely uninteresting. Blackagar Boltagon is the worst name in the history of comics.
Well, Stan Lee had already created so many pieces of gold by then. You know, eventually one was about to be a turd. And Blackagar Boltagon.
I mean, his design's pretty cool. The costume's not bad, and I like that he has a giant dog.
Yeah.
With it also a tuning fork. Whatever.
And when drawn properly, Medusa looks cool. When it's just like a room full of hair, and she's just floating in the middle. This show ain't that.
Nope. Do you want to dive in?
Do you want to do the damn thing? Yeah. Because Sky has chosen the longest show ever.
We open up on the moon, but then we go to Earth.
Immediately.
Because why not?
Here comes my teleporting dog.
We open up on the island of Oahu, and there's a pair of people running in slow motion sometimes because it's cinematic. This was supposed to be an IMAX, but instead it's a TV show.
No, it was an IMAX.
Oh, was it?
For a full week.
That's sad.
There's not much what happens in this that looks like it was filmed for IMAX, though.
Nope.
It's nothing big happens, and...
I think, like, this may be probably the first thing they shot before they realized what a turd they had.
And then maybe the last scene, but that's it.
Yeah. So there's a young lady running through the Hawaiian jungle while some men with guns pursue her. Who's this woman? Doesn't matter. She'll never come back. But she's an Inhuman. She has goofy eyes. They look like kitty cat eyes. And also because she can hear stuff really well.
Just like kitty cat.
So I'll be referring to her as Listen Girl because she doesn't actually get a name. And I need something to call her. But all of a sudden, some guy pops out of nowhere. He's got a hood, and he tells her, "Hey, I'm here to protect you." And it turns out that he's Triton of the Inhumans.
He's one of the Inhumans that actually looks like they're different than just a person with stupid...
with a stupid hat.
Yeah, I mean, his is still pretty stupid, but...
Well, it's because he's aquatic-themed, you know, for all the water that they have on the moon.
You keep saying that, but the Inhumans are not native to the moon.
Well,
so
no, they're native to Earth.
Earth, yeah, which is mostly
the
water.
I understand, but genetics and stuff.
No, that doesn't make sense. Genetics means it makes sense.
I don't know, but they're running away from these guys. Eventually, Listen Girl gets shot, and she goes down, and Triton goes back for her a little, but then he also gets shot, and is like, fuck this, and runs.
And then he gets killed? Does he get killed?
He gets shot a couple of times. And
he's
then,
like
they're shooting like rocket propelled grenades and all kinds of bullets at him.
He's like one of the original like Inhuman royal court members, and he just gets shot off.
Yep. They shoot him a bunch, and then he just leaps off a cliff.
I mean, I guess he has the most expensive makeup. You don't want to put him in all
that is correct.
The shots.
Even though, it's just his face because he's wearing a full trench coat.
And as we find out later, they're not above just covering up whatever your defect is.
That is correct. He falls off the cliff, and the guys chasing him are just like, well, that's handled. Surely that aquatic-themed character We'll have no problem navigating this water.
That's the exact theme scene from The Lion King. When the hyenas are like, he's as good as dead.
That's probably true.
Then some stuff happens.
So we cut up to the moon, and Medusa's on top of Blackagar Boltagon.
You can just call him Black Bolt for short.
Nope. King Boltagon.
Do you think that he's inside of her during this scene?
I don't know.
I'm going to say yes, because it makes me more uncomfortable.
That's fair. They're doing it. Sex. And she is, like, sex his stuff. Cell phone, like, they have wristwatch iPhones, and his starts going off, and then she's like, no, you can't answer it because I'm not done fucking
because
you.
Because you're inside of me.
Even though he's king, and it's probably an important thing.
Like a
coup?
Or that guy is
food
dead.
Shortage,
I don't remember what that guy's
Triton
name is.
Or Triton was murdered.
Yeah, Triton. There's a lot of references to Little Mermaid in this.
Especially Flounder.
I'll point out the other ones later when they happen.
Gorgon's basically Flounder.
Basically. If Flounder was a horse.
So, like, they have this very... They're the king and queen, obviously, so they have this huge castle-y room. And also a fireplace for all the wood that grows on the moon? I guess there are trees in their city, but...
It's probably gas.
No, that you could see logs on it.
Yeah, it doesn't mean they're real.
I suppose that's fair. But instead of answering his cell phone, they just get dressed and stare out at their kingdom.
Yeah.
And then we get this wide shot of Atlantean, and then we pull through the magic reflecty dome. The city's contained in a crater on the moon.
Apparently,
in case you didn't know,
it's pronounced Attilan and Attilan? Not Adil. No, it's what is it? Adilan?
Dude, if I don't know, I'm already
it's pronounced
on how it's supposed to be pronounced.
It's pronounced the opposite way you would myself. Say it. You would say Atlantean, I think, but I think it's Adilan. Attilan.
Sure.
Attilan.
But the opening credits come up. And we get all of the symbols for the various superheroes that you've never seen before because nobody cares about the Inhumans. And it ends with Lockjaw teleporting it away. So,
spoiler alert, Lockjaw's the best character in the whole thing. Followed by this lady.
There's a rover on the moon. It took $80 million to get there. It's 2017. There's nothing that rover is going to find that we don't know about the moon. Right?
That's true. I didn't even think about it just being on the moon.
Yeah, because like... Gorgon comes by and he smashes it because reasons, and somebody later is like, that's an $80 million mistake. And he's like, why was it there in the first place? Who did you con to get that on there in the first place? We cut inside the dome. Black Bolt and Medusa are just strolling about through the commoners.
It's their parade of the day.
Yeah, I guess. And he can't talk, so he points at his brother, whose name is Maximus. Maximus Boltagon.
Maximus the Mad. Although he's the most reasonable person in the
world. He really
whole episode.
Is. Which is a very thin line to walk. Right now, they're just having a little powwow with the Royal Council.
Yeah, about that.
The rover.
The rover, yeah.
Yeah. So we get Karnak, and they're just in this underground thing where there's two silent hooded figures over a pool
that
conjure up images.
Sky, that's how you know that it's science fiction, is there's just silent people doing something.
They're not doing anything.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't know what they're doing, but they're doing something.
Yeah, and then...
Look behind Snoke in the newest Star Wars. There's just, like, people made of shadows or something.
But Gorgon comes in, and he's holding the rover that he smashed. It's like, hey, buddy, maybe that camera's still operational.
It's not.
Maybe don't bring it in there.
He checked.
Did he? Because he just kind of threw it with the other rovers he smashed and put in. But Karnak's like, hey, maybe don't break those, because if they catch you on camera, they're going to come in looking for it.
That is probably true.
And apparently his hoof came down over the camera, and the lady operating it was like, that looks like a hoof.
And then you get to watch Blackagar Boltagon do some weird sign language.
It's I don't think it's real sign language. Like, they couldn't teach him enough to do, like, his scenes of legitimate ASL.
Ridiculous. Well, first of all, it probably wouldn't be American sign language, and each country has its own sign language, so it could be a different country's sign language. But also,
there's not enough gestures, though. It's like the
there's
same
not,
four.
Yeah. And later when he's having like a full speech, like each gesture is like four or five words.
Yeah, it's him. A lot of him pointing into his palm.
There's probably subtle variations that only Medusa understands,
or she's using him as a puppet. But Max, he wants to move their culture to Earth, because why stay on the moon? Because there's nothing there for them.
Since most of them are humans.
Well,
seemingly.
The way it works, as I understood it, was anybody who gets cool powers doesn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
And then anybody who has shit powers gets stuck in the mines to dig out more Terrigen.
Are they even shit powers or no powers?
Everybody who's in the mines has shit powers. Like, Max just happened to be, his Terrigenesis rendered him a normal human, whereas somebody else would have been gotten like something stupid, like maybe their hands are just claws instead.
Oh, so those people, because when the guy calls him out for being a human, I thought he was just like, we're all humans.
Oh no, he's the only human on Atlantean.
Oh, okay, that makes Atlantean. More sense then.
Atlantis. I'm just gonna call it Atlantis.
I believe it's Adeline.
It doesn't matter. They shoot him down because no reasons, and we cut back to Hawaii-based NASA. The lady who's operating the rover is getting chewed out because it's broken, even though it looks like an asteroid hit it, and that wouldn't have been her fault. Because
it looks like a hoof hit it.
No, it really doesn't.
I'm sorry, are you not watching the show?
I'm trying not to. They tell her basically fix it, and then they walk out of the room, and she's like, I'm on Earth. We cut back to the moon, where they are attending a Terrigenesis. Apparently the entire royal family attends every Terrigenesis.
I guess so. I mean, it's not a super big.
I guess they don't have anything else to do.
Exactly. I do appreciate there are some consistencies with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Like, the symbols on the side of that box they just brought in are the ones that Coulson saw. But also, they're just inconsistencies. Like, they don't turn to stone and then break out with their powers.
Right. Yeah, they're supposed to be cocooned.
Cocooned!
But whatever. So there's a lot of complaining and in talking from the royal family. And Karnak is just a Debbie Downer.
And he's also just a guy with face tattoo.
He doesn't have a stupid green hat. He doesn't even have a stupid green hoodie.
There's not even anything interesting going on.
No, it's just them bitching.
Through the whole thing, like at least in the Turtles, we were like, look, that one fell over. Why would they choose to do this? But this is just, I mean, there's so much nonsense that went into this getting made, like, behind the scenes, that it just makes it sad that it's so terrible.
Amidst the bitching, they realize that Crystal, Medusa's sister, isn't there. So the only reason she's not in that room is so we can get our introduction to Lockjaw. Because he's very far away, and she calls him, and he comes running. So
which see that is great.
So he's the dog. Here, he's a dog the size of a polar bear. He looks like a bulldog.
Here's my question. Was there a person who got Terrigenesis and then turned into a dog?
That's what I thought, according to the Wikia, not the Wikipedia, the Wikia, the Kree were also testing on dogs.
Oh, okay.
But that doesn't explain why he's the only dog on the moon. But sure, why not? Man, if there was a team of super dogs, or inhuman dogs, in-dog dogs, that would be great.
Yeah. In-dog-mans.
The dog can teleport, and he just drops her off at the ceremony, and, like, it's not a big thing that she wasn't there. Nobody addresses, like, hey, thanks for coming.
That part also reminds me of The Little Mermaid, because they're like, where's your sister? And then, because she doesn't sing her part in the song, you see.
Right. So, like, they select some Terrigen crystals, and then they go into the boxes.
Is that what they're getting out of the mines, is more Terrigen crystals?
Yeah, that's the only thing they're doing. Like, I'm sure some of them are farming or something.
I would
hope
so.
We don't see any farm. We only see the mines in the city, and, like, Crystal later is doing literally, she's just sitting around with headphones on while she could be doing the thing.
How long have they been on the moon?
I don't know. At least 3 generations?
I just wonder, like, how the where the technology that they have came from. Is it Kree technology?
Because they got to the moon somehow.
But, yeah, and also, I mean, clearly they have headphones, so it's at least part human technology.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Triton got to Earth, so they must have some way to get there. Well, they got to teleport a dog.
And apparently a door.
And a doorman. So, like, 2 kids get put in the boxes for Terrigenesis, a young lady and a young man. And
we'll call
mom and dad stand off to the side. They don't get names. It's fine. Dad has, like, bird talons for hands, so he has to work the mines. And then mom never gets any lines or a name, and we don't see what her powers are.
How useful could bird talon hands be?
He digs in the mines.
Oh.
For digging. So the girl pops out and she's got butterfly wings. And Gorgon's like, oh, she's a flyer. I love flyers. They're so awesome.
I mean, it would be awesome.
But I wouldn't expect the head of the Royal Guard to be like, oh, they're so awesome.
Also, where's she gonna fly? They live in a dome.
Yeah. the guy, like the young lad, comes out and they're like, "Show us what you can do." And he's like, "I don't know what I feel the same. I've had if I have abilities, I've had them for less than 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Give me a minute, please."
Wings didn't sprout from my back, so. Yeah.
So Max comes over. He's like, "Sometimes it takes a little bit." But
and then And he full-on Civil War IIs it.
Yeah. His superpower is epilepsy. But he comes to, and he's like, "Yeah, I saw you, and you're surrounded by snakes, and they threw you against a wall." Which sounds like nonsense.
I mean, this is all sort of nonsense.
Yeah.
Even after you find out those snakes are a metaphor for something, it's still nonsense. But we won't find that out for several more minutes.
I guess the daughter, who's will remain nameless,
we'll call her Wingity Wing Wings.
Miss Wings gets to, you know, have a good life while her parents have to go back to the mines for more Terrigen.
I mean, you know, if that's how it works on Earth, there's not a second thought would go into it. I would just immediately abandon my family. I'd be like, "So I don't have to dig?
Yeah,
I can fly?"
I guess up to this point she was also in the mines.
I guess so.
It's not clear. And also slavery.
Well, I mean, technically, yes. But, like, to make more flyers, slaves, something, Terrigen.
Yeah, they live in a caste system, and there's a caste living quarters, which is basically an empty warehouse.
They probably got a bunch of cots and stuff they sleep on.
I guess. And, like, Wingies shows off her wings, and then they're like, "What did you get, guy?" He's like, I fucking know. Nothing yet.
I got thinking about the futures.
Guess I had a seizure. And they're like, "To the mines!" Because that's where you want to put someone who's prone to seizures. In a dark hole. Very little air. Good call all around. And then Max is like, "Hey, we don't know if he doesn't have powers yet. Maybe he won't have to live like you."
Yeah. Maybe he'll get to come stand around in the big house with everyone else.
And do nothing. And then some guy's like, "You know, you should be back down here too with us. Also, you don't have powers." He's like, "Yeah, I got turned into a human. That sucks."
So you can just...
"But my brother's the king, so I don't have to live like
you."
You
can be turned into a human. That's weird. Yeah. I mean, I understand, like, being a useless inhuman who doesn't have powers.
Or has shitty powers.
Like, when a mutant... Or like, when you're not a mutant, you're just a human.
Yeah.
Like...
Like, I feel like this is worse, because if you're a mutant, you have no control over it, and it just sprouts randomly. Where, as an inhuman, you decided to do this, and now you're stuck.
I mean, or your king thrusts it on you when you turn, you know, 13 or whatever.
Yeah, but Max is like, "Hey, we should move to Earth so we don't have to do this anymore." And I gotta say, I agree with him. There's no reason they should be on the moon.
Right, and we know because of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that the humans are fully aware of inhumans now.
Yeah, and also they're running out of resources. Like, they can't sustain their numbers.
I mean, we also know from our life here on Earth that we would not accept someone who's not from this country openly, so there is that.
True. But also they have superpowers. Well, most of them. The ones that matter do.
Guess here in this scene.
This is the fucking worst scene. So after Max addresses
you know it's like a futuristic sci-fi world. Instead of round dishes, all of them are square. It's distracting and dumb.
So we cut to, like, an eating hall, and Karnak is, or the serving lady, she must be new because she's giving Karnak eyes, and then he's like, 2.5 days. I'd fuck you a whole bunch, and then I'd get bored with you in 2.5 days. What an
It's
asshole.
Really awkward.
Like, at the dinner table, Karnak? What the fuck, man? Be cool for a second. Ugh.
Does he know all this because apparently he can see, like, all the probabilities?
Yep.
Oh.
That's apparently his thing, instead of just noticing the flaw. So he's just the worst. Like, he's just unlikable.
Gorgon seems okay.
He's alright. He's got goat legs.
I don't hate Crystal because she hasn't done anything at any point other than get the dog. And that's really what I want.
Which is an endeavor we can all applaud.
Yeah, get the dog.
So Max comes in. He's like, "Hey, Triton's dead. Sorry." And then they bring in some guy with horrific... projector eyes, who must be blind because he's being let in as though he is.
Yeah, so it's just his job to play movies from his eyes.
Yeah, otherwise he's probably in the fucking mines. He projects it on the wall, and then he moves his gaze. And it's like, dude, your one job's to be a projector. Maybe don't make it hard for people to watch the thing you're projecting.
So some of their tech is just people. So maybe when they're listening to headphones later, that's someone who got Terogenesis into headphones.
Maybe.
Maybe that's where all them square-ass dishes came from.
Maybe.
It makes more sense than what we're seeing.
Projecty guys, that was his whole job, when they could have just had a machine or, like, a hologram on the table. But sure, fuck it, why not?
I'll tell you this.
But Max is like...
Whatever happened to Max with his Terogenesis, it really fucked up his ability to grow a beard.
It's very patchy.
It is the worst beard. It's the worst TV beard ever.
And he's like, why did you send Triton down? Black Bolt doesn't respond.
Well, until, on account of he can't.
Until he moves his fingers a bit. And then he's like, we don't know that he's dead, even though we just watched him get shot and jump off a cliff. Why did you send him down there? Because there are other Inhumans, and I was going to collect them.
Yeah, they talk about their tainted water supply, which is also Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So, that's nice, I guess.
But then they're like, yeah, we can't sustain more people. Like, society here is going to collapse. But it's probably fine.
To be fair, all of the cool Inhumans were on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so they want to bring the cool ones up. Like Lash, who I believe ate Inhumans, was his deal.
He used fire to explode their chests.
Oh, okay. And then there's Quake, who does quakes.
She has, like, earthquake powers and then, can fly.
And then there's some other ones.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But ultimately, Black Bolt's just like, hey, shut up. Do the things I say. And
or no real facial expressions.
He's got the one.
Yeah, that's it. Just the one dead, scary stare.
So, yeah, like, Max makes a case for, let's just go to Earth already. And then Black Bolt says no, and then he gets up to continue arguing, and then Gorgon and Karnak both get up to threaten him. So he's like, fuck this noise, and I'm gonna go start a coup.
Do you think those face tattoos are part of Karnak's Terogenesis, or those are just a choice?
That will come up later.
Does it?
It does.
What about Crystal's hair? Choice?
For a very long time, I thought that weird circle on her hair was like some sort of hair restraint, but it turns out that's part of her hair.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is part of her
inhumanness.
Whatever it is she has, yeah.
In her inhumagenesis.
Though it does match her outfit, but I suppose as the royal sister, you could just have that special email.
Yeah.
Gorgon's mad because his cousin's dead, and he's like, should have sent me. And then he yells at Crystal. Because she's the only one who can tell the dog what to do?
I guess so.
I don't think that's part of her only role so far. Yeah. She's like the lady on the spacecraft who's the only one who can talk to the computer.
She's the Sue Storm of the Inhumans.
Nah, Sue becomes very important.
No, the early Sue Storm.
Okay. So they go down to the creepy hooded person room, and Black Bolt tells Gorgon, this is a rescue mission. It's like, Triton's dead. You watched him die. And Gorgon was going to bring a gun because he saw armed men attack his brother or cousin or whatever.
And
Black Bolt's like, nah, no guns for you. You have to go unarmed. Ugh. But then he teleports with the dog, and the day is saved.
Good dog.
They bring up a bunch of security footage of the planet, and a lot of it's on fire. Like, it looks terrible down there.
I mean, that's not wrong.
A lot of it is on fire, not in California. Yeah, I was going to be severely uncomfortable if Lockjaw was a people who got turned into a dog and they treated him like one. I mean, unless that was part of it where he lost his people reasoning.
His peopleness.
So Black Bolt and Medusa are walking, and Black Bolt decides that he's going to go to his alone room. He's got like this spherical room that he goes to.
Like he's Darth Vader trying to breathe in his egg.
That's right. And that's where he goes to be alone. We find out that that's a room that they put him in when they realized his voice could kill everyone. So maybe it's designed to contain him?
Oh, is that what we find out?
Because that's where he and Medusa find out, or meet each other for the first time. But he just goes in there, he's like, eh, fuck this, I'm out.
Anyone hoping that they're going to bang again, just leave now, because they're not. That's why I was here.
You wanted to see a hair job?
Yeah. I wanted to see her put her hair finger in his butt.
What do you suppose her pubic hair situation's like, and can she control it like the rest of her hair?
I'm gonna assume yes. That could come in handy later.
You'd think. Okay. She flashes back after she leaves Black Agar Boltagon, and we see her entering the room and he's just in there by himself crying because he just murdered his parents by accident.
He's just got a nest of blankets or something.
Yep. She's like, I'm Medusa. I know everyone's afraid of you because you could kill us all very easily.
Luckily, she's adept at giving soundless hair jobs.
That's right.
So,
well, she gags him. That's what it is.
What do you think happens if he sneezes? What happens if Black...
Oh, he kills everyone.
Oh, is that a thing that comes up?
Yeah, sort of.
In the show?
Yeah, a bit later. I've watched the show.
Yeah, you shouldn't have watched it already. That would, yeah. You know too many questions, or answers to my question.
Yeah. So up to this point, I was on Max's side. Like, he's making a lot of good points. He wants to end the caste system. He wants to free a lot of people. I'm on his team.
He wants and to now go to Earth. Earth is awesome.
We have this awful moment where he's doing this men's right activist bullshit. He's like, I would never treat you the way he does. You should be with me if you were my queen. And she's like, hey, fuck off.
Also, if she had married him, that wouldn't make him the king, I don't think, right?
No, because
that's not how kings work.
Right. Because Black Agar Boltagon was the firstborn.
That would just make her king. That would just make her the king's in-law. And that would make Crystal the king after Black Agar Boltagon banged Crystal.
I don't think Crystal would be the king, because she's...
Oh, I mean the queen.
Okay. Well, there's that, and also, she's younger than Medusa.
Well, she could still marry the king.
Oh, that's true. Either way, Max either turns way, into a real understand. Slimy, gross dude, and she's just like, I want to fuck you. And she's like, I'm married to your brother. You can fuck right off. And then he tries to touch her, and she rears up her hair. It's the first and only time we'll see her use it.
Oh, no, just,
there's another time later.
This is just, like, them trying... It feels like they're just trying to add, like, a layer of drama to it.
That and make us not like Max.
Is uninteresting.
Because, like I said, up till now, he's made a lot of excellent points.
And even after this, I'm still like, well, he's not as awful as he could be.
And, yeah, I'm on this... The guy who's saying let's end the slavery and maybe free all these people, it's hard not to be on his side.
And maybe he's just heard how good a hair job is.
So she chokes him a little bit, slams him against the wall, and says fuck off.
I also think he mentions that he will masturbate thinking of her later.
Yeah, he does. And then she calls him disgusting. It's real gross.
But then this part was important.
He remembers that the kid said snakes all over, they'll throw you into a wall. He's like, oh fuck, that was Medusa's hair he was talking about.
Because real Medusa is made of snakes, not hair.
Oh, I didn't get that.
I mean,
that's a good observation.
Yeah, well, you know, I know my Medusa, whatever she's from, what is that?
Greek mythology.
The Bible? Oh. That's the one.
So, Max has arranged to meet with a gentleman from the Genetic Council, which is a phrase I'm very uncomfortable saying. For obvious reasons.
He just looks like someone from Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
like
he's just some guy. Character. What is his name? Doesn't matter.
Mike.
He was in charge of testing the young lad who came out and didn't have powers.
Civil War II. That's his name.
Let's just call him yes, Ulysses. That's not his name in the show, but that's what we're going to call him. He's like, yeah, I'm impressed with the girl with the butterfly wings.
Her name's Brogia, I think is
something
what he just
like
said.
It's something stupid. And he's like, I was testing him, and he's like, I saw you resting in a beautiful river. He's like, there's no rivers on the moon, idiot.
Dummy.
To the mines.
There's no rivers on the moon, but there is the city. Digging the tunnels in the moon.
Why is the moon made of Terrigen?
Because the Kree.
Okay. Max is just like, hey, Blackbolt's going to get us all killed because we're running out of resources. And, like, every moment of every day, the endless vacuum of space threatens to suck us into the void. Maybe we should move to Earth, where there's food and air.
And Nintendo.
And Nintendo. The Switch is awesome. I played a little bit of Breath of the Wild, and I want to get that shit finished.
Are you talking as you or Max?
As Max.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought so.
I haven't
like,
gotten my motorcycle
it?
Yet.
You should get that motorcycle.
I've taken out Calamity Ganon. That's Southern Bell.
I don't know what you're saying, but I like it.
He's the bad guy.
Oh.
They call him Calamity Ganon, and it's impossible for me to not picture him as a Southern Bell. You know, six guns and stuff.
Let me ask you this. Who don't you picture as a Southern Belle?
Land sakes, it's hot today.
When I text message you, what do you think I'm wearing and doing?
A bonnet and a bell skirt.
Yeah. I'm usually tied to railroad tracks waiting for a cowboy to come save me.
Would you settle for a Mountie?
No.
Well, too bad. I'm going to ride a horse backwards to come save you. But anyway, council guy is like, you're talking treason. I'm going to tell the council and they'll arrest you or whatever. Max has him killed. And then the river is his blood That's where he was waiting or resting because he's dead.
Yeah.
Because she broke his fucking face on a rock.
I guess so.
She's a little hardcore.
Inhumans are easy, just as easy to kill as regular humans.
As it turns out.
The in does not stand for indestructible. They're not indestructible humans. Or interesting.
Some of them are indisposed.
Is that it?
That's the theme of the rest of this show.
Maybe it means instead of the X-Men humans. In a few minutes, we'll get another Iron Man movie.
Instead of a movie, we got this show.
Yeah.
Instead of 20-something episodes, we got 8.
Could you imagine if this was 20 episodes? We'd die. I'd already be dead.
We cut to Earth. Gorgon is just strolling about. You'll notice he doesn't have hooves anymore. He somehow stuffed them into regular people boots.
Yeah.
Because budget, probably.
To fit in.
Yeah, and he's just walking around touching the ground and stuff, and he's picturing Triton getting shot to death.
This is a planet that has a Hulk. I think that would be okay with a man with hooves.
Especially in the unpopulated jungle.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, on the moon, Max and some goons go to attack Karnak. Cuts back and forth between the moon and the jungle. Some goons traipse up and surround Gorgon.
Are those guys anyone? Are they? I don't know who they are.
Other than the people from the beginning
of
the show,
I know that,
they're not, I don't think they get names.
They don't have anything to do with Max or
well, they're working for Max.
They are, okay. I thought he's like told him to attack, but I wasn't sure if I misunderstood what was happening.
Right, because he's staging a violent coup.
Yeah.
It's because it's not interesting. They do have the Black Bolt iconography down. Like, there's a bunch of light fixtures and symbols that have the jaggedy
thing. Squiggly lines.
Yeah. And it's easy to do, and they did it well.
So they got the squiggly lines and the dog down.
Well, the dog doesn't have an antenna like he should. It's just a part of his fur.
It's all right. He's good.
Eventually, Gorgon, it looks like he's focusing too hard, and then he's like, you shouldn't approach downwind, dumbass. And then he stomps the ground real hard, and all the guys fall down.
That's pretty good.
And then Karnak gets involved in the slowest fist fight ever recorded. Because there's like 4 dudes, and he punches them in the throat and knocks them down, and then he gets shot. And then we realize that, that was just him seeing all the probabilities, because that's how they've chosen to view his power.
Yeah, I was really confused as to what was happening.
Yeah, because we see him get shot and he goes face down in the water while the 2 hooded figures don't do a goddamn thing.
And then he like walks around and does all this like looking at and thinking with like squiggles and stuff.
Yeah, there's weird geometry floating about. And then he's like, oh, well, that didn't work. I'm going to try again. Because apparently, like, he can stop time with his mind he's calculating.
I don't think he stops time per se. I think it just happens so fast that it looks like time.
They don't know how to portray it, so it's like he stopped time.
And like in that, Days of Future Past
Quicksilver.
With the Quicksilver, you know? Uh-huh. And then time they did it again in Apocalypse, and it wasn't any good because that movie's terrible.
Yeah, it really is. But Karnak wins the second round, and then he texts everyone. He's like, hey. Coup happening, LOL, series of emojis.
How often have I texted you that?
Today, twice.
So often it's lost all meaning, huh?
And I don't know why he's acting so edgy as he's strolling to wherever it is he's going.
Well, because the Royal Guard tried to kill him, you know? Well,
yeah, but they're not going to attack him in the open. Like, he's just out on the quad. Yeah, but he's just going over to Crystal, who's just playing with a ball, sitting around.
I mean, I don't know what you did all day today.
I play with
the computer. Does she have freezing powers?
She has fire and ice powers that I'm aware of. Oh, okay. I think she does element stuff, like generic element.
Because she's the Avatar?
I guess. She's no Korra, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, she's Crystal. She's got better hair.
It's got a circle on the back for some reason.
She looks like a generic Amanda Bynes.
She really does. Karnak pops into her apartment, which she didn't lock, and he's like, hey, we're being attacked. And she's like, oh, well, let's go get everybody. And Karnak's like, no. And she sends Lockjaw to take him wherever Gorgon is.
I mean, Sky, I guess if you live in a utopia like Adelin, you don't need to lock your door.
I guess.
But
it's not a utopia, though.
But then that's how you get coups.
Yep. Well, it's how you get taken in a coup.
Do you think we'll ever be a part of a coup?
Probably not.
Ugh.
We're not as politically involved as you would need to be involved in a coup.
I guess that's true. Do you think we'll ever find a glory hole in real life?
No. So we cut over to Medusa.
Those are just things that I think about.
She is going somewhere, probably to go get Black Bolt, because he's still in his quiet room.
She's probably going to get some milk.
Max pops out, and he's got like 7 dudes. they go to attack her, and she flares her hair out. And instead of just whipping them in the eyes and ending the fight, she punches them with her hair, which is weird to me.
Instead of letting her hair be her legs and walking around like a weird spider, she just walks like a person, too.
That's right.
That's bullshit.
Some guy who doesn't get named and has no description pops out and electrocutes her head, I guess?
He must, like, disrupt nullify powers? Her powers, yeah. Because her hair sort of flew
down. The Nullificator is his name.
Because right now they're just holding her arms, and you'd think you'd want to put her hair like in like a barrette or something.
Throw it in a ponytail. Yeah, a messy bun, even.
A messy bun, yeah, just to keep it contained.
But... Yeah, but he's not doing the lightning hands anymore, but she's making no attempt to get away.
Yeah, because like right now, use your hair to slap him in the face.
He takes out this generic, regular-ass, earthling just, yeah, razor. Like
Dollar
electric
General,
razor.
Just...
and he shaves her fucking head.
It's real weird. But also,
and it's the weirdest rape scene I've ever seen.
You never see the actual buzzer buzz hair off of her head.
No, because she's wearing a very terrible wig.
There's one quick shot of him pressing it against an already shaved head, but that's it.
It cuts between his face looking like arduous and then her face looking pain-stricken. And it really is as if they were trying to shoot a rape scene, and it's really uncomfortable for
an ABC. Does her
hair
have feels?
I don't know, man. Later she says it hurts. She doesn't really respond at all as it's getting cut off, so who the fuck knows?
It will grow back, right? It's hair.
I guess.
I mean,
not
it's longer. It's longer now than when they showed her as a little girl, so it does grow.
I always assumed in the comics her hair could expand.
Me too. That's what I mean, because it's always filling a room.
Max and his goons go to the quiet room. Black Bolt.
Black Bolt's night-night room.
He's just sitting there. He's like, hey... So I overthrew you? Is that cool? If not, we're gonna, like, shoot you with guns and stuff.
Don't you think it would have just been easier to lock that door from the outside and not worry about him?
Yeah.
Like, or pile a bunch of furniture. Yeah. Flood it. Anything, really.
Other than taking Black Bolt, one of the most powerful heroes in the Marvel Universe, head-to-head, while you have literally no powers.
You're just a dude.
You're just a douche. But Crystal's there. She finds Medusa. She's like, hey, that really sucks for you.
Don't worry, I can still make ice.
Yeah. She has Lockjaw teleport her to Earth, I guess. We don't really see where anybody's landed. And
probably
then,
a Chuck E. Cheese outside of Mesa,
well, they sure
Arizona.
Do need a pick-me-up. Max is taunting Black Bolt, and he's like, hey, you gonna kill me? You gonna kill me like you killed their parents? And we get this flashback where Black Bolt says, why? And it splatters his parents like a goddamn cartoon.
Sure does.
And
that's
pretty
cool.
There's some image, like, there's a splatter of black on the... on the back wall as though they were caught in the eruption in Pompeii.
I'm sure he accidentally kills them. Like,
oh, yeah.
That's gotta be like...
He just popped out of the Terra Genesis cube. He did it by mistake. And then he's like, fuck it, I'm gonna kill this kid.
Is that when he becomes king, then?
I guess. Before he can say anything or do anything or wave his hands meaning anything, Lockjaw pops up and teleports him.
Good old Lockjaw.
Crystal's just walking around doing nothing.
Doing crystal stuff.
And, she gets stopped by the Royal Guard, and she holds up her hand, and like there's a bit of yellow, which I think was supposed to be fire. And then she gets taken down by the Max's bodyguard.
And then Max does, like...
He Zordons up onto the screen.
I was gonna
Hunger Games.
I was going to say in the Simpsons movie when Russ Cargill puts his face on the screen.
Yeah, he projects on the dome, and
he's
like,
many
hey, there's
an example.
I'm in charge now. I'm going to find out. He's lying to everybody. He's like, I'm going to find out why they left. And then the Royal Council, or the Genetic Council guy, is dead.
Yeah. And then we see Black Bolt in Hawaii looking confused at what cars are.
Yes.
Maybe he's just never been to Hawaii and he's confused by its breathtaking beauty.
That could be. I mean, that's more than fair.
I mean, I guess in a show where I didn't expect anything or know anything, when you get a weird X-Men movie like X-Men Apocalypse, you're real sad because you're like, I've seen good X-Men movies. I know what the X-Men are about. This ain't it. But, when you get the Inhumans, you're just like, well, that dog was neat. I liked that.
So, Jake.
Oh, no.
What would you say is the most turtlerific part?
Obviously, it's the dog. Easily, hands down, the dog. Gorgon's feet are neat.
The prosthetics he had while he wore them for that scene weren't terrible.
Is Gorgon the leader of the Gorgonites? Gorgon?
It's from Small Soldiers?
Yeah. Is that his name, Gorgon?
Yeah. The dog is probably the most terrific part.
Yeah,
I'm going to introduce a new bit for this specific show. Who was the most likable character?
The dog.
Okay.
That's the same question as with the most turtlerific part. I also didn't hate Crystal, but also because she looked like a generic Amanda Bynes and didn't do anything.
That's fair.
Both of those things I find appealing.
For the most part, I would have said Max.
Oh, yeah. Max is actually not terrible. I mean, he's terrible, but yeah. He's also not terrible.
Like, he's on the right side of history, where he's like, let's end slavery?
Yeah.
And he's like, let's move to Earth, because this is stupid.
It's like 20 years from now when we overthrow the Nazis for the third time. People will look back now and be like, hey, those guys knew what they were talking about.
Yeah.
Is that, none of that made sense.
I think damn I understood it. The spirit.
Okay, good.
So, that's the first episode of The Inhumans.
Episode one of Inhumans. Well, I think we're back to a weekly schedule.
Yeah.
So, buckle up, buckaroos. So,
2 months from now, you'll know exactly what happened in The Inhumans.
Ugh. I really thought I was going to get away with not watching it at all.
Showed you.
I was wrong.
It's not good.
No.
They were right to move it away from...
I mean, Marvel had to strike out eventually, I guess.
Yeah. And I'm glad that they fucked up on a property that yeah. I have no connection to or no affinity for.
Kevin Feige had nothing to do with this. Mm. It's all Ike Perlmutter because he decided that this was a thing that was important.
To no one.
And then when he got pulled out of the movie realm, that's why it became a TV show.
Yeah.
Because he lost his influence over the movies. Because Kevin Feige makes them $1 billion each time out.
That's right. He could probably make some of the characters likable also.
Yeah, he would figure out how to do it properly.
Ugh. Here's the problem with Black Bolt. When you're the main character, you need to be able to speak for yourself?
You don't need to. You could.
It's helpful.
If you do it well. They've been characters since the 60s. It's been done. They know how to do it.
Yeah, but can you find a regular person who's like, oh, Black Bolt. He's the leader of the Inhumans.
Yeah, but can you find someone 5 years ago who was like, oh, Rocket Raccoon. He's a member of the Guardians of the Galaxy. They
can
figure
person?
It
no.
out.
I guess.
It's what they do. It's Kevin Feige's job. It's why we pay him so much. It's what why we pay taxes.
Well, you can find us on the internet. The show is at Failed Pop Culture with no E at the end.
Zero E's at the end.
There's one in the beginning, though.
But at the end, I said.
You can email the show
good
at
gravy.
popculturefailure@gmail.com. You can follow me. I am at Sandwich Surplus.
And I'm at Midwest Love Affair.
And if you like, you can go to iTunes or whatever podcatcher that you use, and you can leave us a rating and or review.
That'd be real neat.
If not, that's cool too, I guess.
But do it anyway.
But if you wanted to get me a Christmas present, that would be the best one.
I'm going
to
review it then.
Christmas came and went. But my birthday is coming up, so you could do it for that.
Sky will be 42 years old.
It's not accurate.
It's not unaccurate.
On the inside, I'm way past that.
On the inside, you're an 85-year-old man. With weird Asian fetishes.
They're not weird.
When you're an 85-year-old man, they are.
That's fair. But I was there during World War II.
No, you're an 85-year-old man from the future.
Oh, I was there in World War III.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks very much for listening, guys. We will see you next week with episode 2. I assume it has a title, but neither of us looked it up.
It is... Hold on, everyone. Those Who Would Destroy Us. Hmm. Was that worth the wait?
It was. Thanks, guys.
Bye!
I'm only human, after all, don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human, I do what I can. I'm just a man, I do what I can. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
Sky.
Yes.
Is it ready? Do the thing. No, not that thing.
Which thing?
The other thing.
What thing?
The beginning.
I was just about to do
Oh, that. I thought you were doing a different thing.
What other thing would I have been doing?
I don't know. Lotto numbers.
You should announce lotto numbers on a podcast.